Okay, we're going to have a song and a testimony from Daniel here on my right. Daniel's got a great testimony of what happened in his life over the last 4 or 5 years. And it's great to share what the power of God can do in a person's life and how he can change you and reshape you and form you and give you a future and a hope. So, over to you, Daniel.
Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me? Great. So good to see you all. My name is Daniel. I'm 23 years of age. And I'm originally from Nepal, but live in Doncaster at the moment. And it's great to be able to stand here today and just share a bit of my testimony of how I became a Christian and how God changed my life from years of drug abuse and years of drug addiction, really. So I grew up in a town called Kathmandu, which was in Nepal. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can everyone hear me? Yeah. So I grew. I can't even hear myself in here. So I grew up in a city called Kathmandu, which is in Nepal. And growing up, it was great for me. I had a loving mother and a hard-working father. But it was pretty much wherever I was. You know, I was looking for this identity. I was looking for life, really, and to understand the purpose and meaning of life. So as a young teenage boy, I just pretty much was open to also of madness that the life had to offer, really. So I gave into pretty much all sorts of party lifestyle, all sorts of drug lifestyle, and everything that life offered me. So at the age of 12, I started smoking cannabis. And when I started smoking cannabis, I kind of loved that. I actually thought that this is life, smoking cannabis with my mates and drinking out and clubbing, and I absolutely loved it. But little did I know that because of my heart opening up to this drug world, I was getting myself into more serious madness. So before you knew it, 13 years of age, I started taking more heavier drugs. This time it was crack cocaine and heroin, and I started taking party pills and all sort of madness with it. So I was in London back then, and it became so bad that I couldn't continue with my student lifestyle. I used to have arguments with my teacher. I was a rebellious boy in my school, and I tried pretty much everything to change my lifestyle. I tried drug counseling, it didn't work. I tried moving places, it didn't work. It was pretty much wherever I was, as much as I wanted to change, I couldn't change myself. So I was in London and I was selling drugs for this drug dealer. So the phrase that you would use for a guy who would sell drugs for a main drug dealer is a runner boy. So in a sense, I was his runner boy. I was the one who used to handle all these drugs and to sell it to people in streets of London. And I remember a day he gave me this big package of drugs to sell, and I had this package of drugs in my hand. And next thing you know, I did a runner with all his drugs. And next thing you know, like, he was looking for me, and I was literally living under fear. And I knew it, that if he would have found me, he would have killed me. Because I knew the guys in that area, they weren't messing about. They were seriously going to kill me if they were to find me. And things started getting really, really out of control. I couldn't even come out of my house. I had to literally phone my girlfriend to make sure that the whole area was clear before I could come out of house. And it was so bad that I actually had to tell my mom about everything, what had happened. And my mom's actually sitting there today. And I had to tell my mom what had happened. So so next thing you know, my dad got transferred to Doncaster. So and they actually thought it was a good move for me to move to Doncaster for a new beginning and for a new life. So we moved to Doncaster about 6 years ago. And when we moved to Doncaster, it was going fine again. I got myself into a drug counseling session and got myself into drug medication, but it didn't work. Like, regardless of me taking my drug medication, I was still taking heroin and crack on top of that. So, like, the drug medication was just another drug on top of the drugs that I was using. So things started getting really, really bad again. And even though I was in Doncaster, I used to travel all the way to London to get drugs and come back to Doncaster again. And it was like drug counseling couldn't change me, moving place couldn't change me. I tried different religion like Hinduism, Buddhism, it didn't change me. Nothing changed me. I was helpless, I was broken. And I remember this very day, I was in my flat I was in this room and I was like thinking about my life and started thinking about all of my friends and I thought about how well they were doing in their lives and everything. Then I looked at my own life and I said to myself, God, I want to change. Because I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to change. And God, if you're really out there, do something to me. Because I was the kind of guy that I needed a miracle in my life to really know for a fact that God did exist. Because I was the kind of guy that would hardly believe in God and all them sort of stuff. Do you know? And I was like, God, if you're really real, prove it to me. And to be honest with you, nothing happened that night. Nothing happened. But the next day, one of the guys who had done this program called Teen Challenge, he was a Christian, he knocked on my door and he invited me to a church. So I wasn't doing anything that night, so I was like, I'll just go there and listen to what the church people are going to share. So I went into church, and there was this group from Teen Challenge doing their presentation there, and they were sharing about how God had changed their lives and how God had transformed their lives and all that. So I was like, this is interesting. And I remember a preacher guy got up on stage, and he was behind the pulpit, and he started sharing the word of God, and he said that Jesus can set you free from whatever bondage you are in, that Jesus can forgive you from all of your sins and all the wrong things that you had done in past. And he said, you don't have to run anymore because Jesus had died for your sins. And for me, those words meant a lot. I was like, I need that, Jesus. And he said, is there anyone in here who would give their life to Lord Jesus Christ? Lift up your hand. Before I've been thinking anything, my hand just went up. My hand just went up. And can I just say, it's been four and a half years since I've been a Christian, and I've never regretted that decision I've made that night. It was a night that I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ. And to be honest again, nothing changed that night. But I believe that something within my heart grasped the truth that night. And that night I met Andrew and Grace, and they were outreach workers for Teen Challenge in Doncaster. I didn't know them, so I met them there that night, and they kind of explained more to me about God and about Teen Challenge, and they in a sense helped me to get back on my feet and sort of like pursue this new lifestyle. And it was that night, but I left that church and I was still using drugs. Nothing changed within me. I knew that this guy Jesus can change my life, but I didn't know how I could change my own life. So I left that building, and again, I started taking drugs. And this time I was taking more amount of drugs than what I was using before. And I filled that form for Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge is a rehab, by the way. It's a Christian rehab, about 18 months program. And I applied for Teen Challenge. And when I applied for Teen Challenge, I had to wait about 5 weeks to get into program. So within those 5 weeks, I was taking twice the amount of drugs of what I was using before. I actually said to my parents, I'm going to go sort my life out. So can you help me financially whilst I'm waiting for it? So they were kind of helping me in that area. And I was, in a sense, using twice the amount of drugs. And the day came for me to go to Teen Challenge. And I couldn't even get out of my bed. I was like, oh man, as much as I want to change, I just want to leave it. And Andrew was like, no, get up. And he packed my stuff and threw it in back, and he drove me all the way to Wales. And we went to Wales, and it was actually on my first night in Teen Challenge. I was like, I can't do this. I'm going back to Doncaster. So this staff member who was working in Teen Challenge knocked on my door, and he went, mate, can I pray for you? And part of me was absolutely furious. I'm like, what do you mean, pray for me? But then I thought to myself, go and then pray for me. So he prayed for me, and nothing happened. But he went, I'm going to leave you on your own, and I'm going to let you think about your own life. And whenever you feel like praying, just pray in the name of Jesus, and you will see a change happening in your life. So he just left the room. And that moment, I just got on my knees and I started crying my eyes out. I was like, God, I want to change. God, I want to get rid of, and I want to get rid of my drug habit, and I want to change my lifestyle, but I don't know how to change. No word of a lie. I slept that night, woke up next morning, drug free. It was gone. It was gone. Next morning, I was drug free. It was gone. There was no craving for cigarette. There was no craving for weed. There was no craving for heroin. There was no craving for drugs. There was no craving for drinks. It was all gone. And not only that, the biggest miracle was I stopped swearing. My goodness, swearing was the only language I knew before. Every word, the bomb used to come out. Every single bomb, you know, and I stopped swearing, and that is a miracle itself. And a few years ago, if you would have seen me, you'd see a different man. But a few years later, I stand here, not because of what I had done, not because of what the drug rehab had done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. And I want to encourage each one of us, you know, if there's any family members or anything that you know that who's got drug habits or anything, pray for them. Pray for them in the name of Jesus, because it's only Jesus that changes lives. And whatever situation that you might be stuck in right now, whatever family problem you might have, pray in the name of Jesus. Believe that Jesus can change you and change your heart. And like he done in my own life, he changed my life completely. And I started working for Teen Challenge. And when I started working for Teen Challenge, it wasn't the only fact that God had changed my own life. But I've seen God changing other people's lives as well. And before, you know, I was living a life without purpose. But now, Jesus gave me a purpose in my life. And the song that I'm about to sing is it talks about how like God gives you purpose and everything. So this song I'm about to sing is called Purpose. Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last step. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all promises that I've kept. And I put my heart into your hands, it's my sword to keep. And I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's coming to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friend. Forever peace, ask you to forgive me of my sins. Would you please? I'm more than grateful for time that we spent. My spirit it is, and I put my hands into your hands. Learn the lessons that you teach. No matter what, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. And every day you give me purpose. I can breathe in my last breath. Feel like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all promises that I kept. And I put my heart into your hands, it's my sword to keep. And I'll let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose, and every day you give me purpose. Every day. Thank you.